Here we go.
Broadcasting from Edmonton's majestic used hubcap district.
I just can't pull off a onesie.
No, neither can I.
That's not good.
Kids today with their inline skates and their long boards that roll over everything.
Totally weird and wild. It works, but it's weird.
You know what's underrated?
Ravioli.
God, that's awful. It smells like smoke coming off someone's ass.
I guess I'm getting the vibe here that a lot of people had these lofty dreams and no one lived up to them.
I get that feeling too.
Oh, it's so good to laugh again.
My God, do people not know I'm at work?
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Hit me, baby, one more time.
I didn't have your microphone turned on there.
But you could still hear me.
Unfortunately.
Or fortunately. Hey, Bryce. How did you start your day again today?
Oh, boy. I am down a rabbit hole with this. I'm lost. I'm lost in the weeds.
I don't know if this is sad or fantastic. I think it's fantastic, actually.
I can't stop watching that Ryan Gosling performance from the Oscars the other day.
I'm just Ken. Yeah.
Like, we knew he was going to sing it at the Oscars, and I think we expected it to be a little bit of a show.
Mm-hmm.
But it was so above and beyond what was necessary for that performance.
Yeah.
And the way he belted that song out and got the crowd eating out of the palm of his hand is mesmerizing.
His confidence doing that was next level.
The guy, like, he's an actor. He's a serious Academy Award nominated actor.
Somebody did text us the other day when we were raving about him, and then he used to be in a band. He's used to this. I assume that was the tone of the text message.
Sounds about right.
But okay, so maybe he does have some experience in that, but that's not what he's known for.
That's not his day job.
No.
And for him to go on and do a live performance like that on the Oscar stage, it was just mind-blowing.
Now, do you like the musical performance, or are you finding yourself getting lost in his dreamy eyes?
I mean, it's a little bit of both.
Yeah.
Carved out of stone, that guy.
Yeah.
But just the fact that he starts out with him sitting behind Margot Robbie, and they clearly were not in on it. Like Margot Robbie, Greta Gerwig, they had no clue what he was about to do.
That he started the song sitting right behind them dressed as Ken.
Dressed in the pink suit that he had going on and a cowboy hat. And then he brought it back. He went down. The Slash pops out at one point and is just shredding guitar. So, and Slash was such a perfect choice.
I'm just Ken. Anywhere else I'd be today. Is it my destiny?
He just sort of Slash, and you know what Slash did, right? I mean, first of all, he's a phenomenal guitarist. He played it completely straight, and he came dressed as Slash.
Yeah.
Leather suit and top hat.
Yeah, they didn't make him pink or anything. He just looked like Slash.
Yeah.
Wolfgang Van Halen, Mark Ronson was on the bass.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they had the other Kens from the movie were dancing in this thing. And then, I've fallen down this rap. My whole algorithm on TikTok now is all about Ryan Gosling.
Wow.
And it's just the other people who are in the audience raving about that and just how the vibe in the building when he was doing that, their minds were blown. No one saw that coming.
Yeah.
And then some of the other actors who were in it talking about how they just started rehearsing it a few days before.
So they didn't have a lot of time to work. I imagine Ryan Gosling is probably a fairly busy guy and he's not going to be showing up at the theater every day for 2 weeks to work on his live performance of I'm Just Ken.
No, apparently they started rehearsing it Thursday for the performance on Sunday.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
It was spectacular. It was the highlight of the show for me.
It was insane. I don't know why I can't stop thinking about it.
How long are you going to continue starting your day watching that video?
Starting my day, ending my day.
It's empowering for you, though, and there's nothing wrong with that.
I don't know why. I just find it. I also, in some ways, find it infuriating.
Why? Because he's so good at a bunch of different things?
Yeah.
And he's handsome as the day is long?
Shouldn't be that handsome, that good of an actor, and can sing and perform like that?
And?
Like, that's not right.
He's Canadian.
And he's Canadian to boot.
Two of the most famous Ryans on the planet are Canadian.
Handsome, talented Ryans.
He's carved out of stone. Like, so name your kid Ryan, and chances are he will go on to Hollywood greatness.
And then the other thing about Ryan Gosling is he's done movies where they're very hard dramas. He's done movies where he barely says a word, but you're gripped to the entire thing. Like, have you ever seen that movie Drive?
Yes, I have.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And then he does comedies where he is outrageously funny.
Yeah.
And it makes me furious. He's actually hosting Saturday Night Live in a couple weeks.
Ryan Gosling, good at stuff.
Do you see, like, he's hosting Saturday Night Live in a couple weeks, and Chris Stapleton is the musical guest.
Yeah, that's an episode.
That guy can sing. Like, that's going to be something to see. Why am I so obsessed with Ryan Gosling?
Why don't you just marry him?
Oh, I would.
You have questions? Garner Andrews and Bryce Kelly have answers.
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly podcast.
That Eva Mendez is a lucky lady. My stars.
That's who he's married to?
Yeah. My heavens.
I'm not good at who's married to who. That is a weakness for me.
I wish I knew less about
that. Like famous people that are married to other famous people?
Yeah.
I like the stories when you hear about somebody who's super famous and they're married to somebody who is not famous.
Yeah.
I like those stories.
Those are pretty solid.
Yeah.
But Ryan Gosling, you know, he's such a good guy. He probably gets his oil changed at Lube City.
Do you think?
He has that swagger in his step.
Yeah. He probably does a musical number for the staff while he's in the bay. He gets out of his car and you're not supposed to. But because he's Ryan Gosling, they're like, yeah, sure, whatever. And then he probably does I'm Just Ken in the service bay at Lube City.
A lot of people have been wondering, where did he get the confidence for that performance the other night? And it's quite clear that he got an oil change at Lube City and is so inspired by how well his car is running that he was able to do that for us.
Now, if you want the Ryan Gosling swagger that only comes with a visit to Lube City, are we overselling this?
No, not at all.
You can find a location of Lube City. There's 27 locations in Alberta. Go to lubecity.ca.
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly podcast.
They're trapped in your phone forever.
So now that you've had 24 hours to think about how much you spent on restaurants in February, are you as appalled as your blushing bride or?
We never even spoke about it. Like, I never responded to her text. And when I got home yesterday, she never said anything. I think she maybe just found it interesting. She's probably... She does not like going out to eat as much as I do. I love going to a pub. I love going to a restaurant.
Oh, I see.
But her on the other, and a lot of this though has to do with her dietary restrictions.
Sure.
It's boring for her to go to a restaurant and I'll just have a salad.
Yeah, the gluten thing.
Because she can't eat a lot of stuff. But we never discussed it. So I guess I'm still good to go to restaurants.
But you're haunted by what you now know.
Not as much as I thought I was. Well, we talked about this, though. $910, that's what I spent in restaurants in February. Mm-hmm. And that's a lot of money. I'm not saying that's chump change. Like, that's, you add that up over the course of the year, that's a vacation. If you, like, a pretty kick-ass vacation. But I think people probably spend that much money on having food delivered to their house. A lot of people would.
Yeah, your probably overall food budget probably isn't that different.
No, because I don't have food delivered to I never use food delivery services, ever.
And it's not like groceries are cheap.
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Well, I was talking in the podcast yesterday that I went to bed the other night. And I was asleep, but my wife texted me sometime in the middle of the night before she went to bed. And all it was a screenshot of what we spend in a month in restaurants. Like, there was no context. It was for February. We spent, I think, $910 in restaurants.
Mama. So it's an eye-opening moment.
Oh, I bet you people spend more than that on Skip. We don't do delivery service food, but we go out to eat a lot. And that's not high-end restaurants. It's mostly pub food. But it was kind of like I didn't need to know that I spent 900 and some dollars on restaurant food in a month. And then we just started discussing stuff you don't want to know.
Yeah. The two immediately on my list would be back when I was paying with cash. Now I only pay by card.
Not because you're from the future.
That's right. But when you used to have to take money out of a machine all the time and you would get those ATM fees.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to look.
And you just smash. Okay. If you tabulated how much money we wasted on I don't think you want to see that number.
Oh, you're talking about like if your bank is across the street, but you're using this bank and now you're paying a $3 service fee.
Exactly.
When you could have just crossed the street.
Right.
Yeah.
And if you calculate in your lifetime, you have spent $500 on ATM fees. Like, how infuriating would that be? I don't want to know that.
Yeah. Oh, no. It would be Or if you could somehow, and we talked about this recently, if you could calculate all the time that you've spent on a streaming service trying to find something to watch unsuccessfully,
oh, yeah.
And then you got, you know, in hours, they showed you how much, you would probably stop watching TV altogether. You'd be like, oh my God, I got to go for a bike ride. I got to do something.
That's why I've never activated the screen time feature on my phone.
Oh, I turned that off.
Yeah, I don't need to know that.
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly podcast.
The stuff you don't want to know. A lot of people are texting. They don't, when they go take money out of the, they can't look at their statement. They can't look at their balance. Somebody had just said a few minutes ago, and I can't find it. Oh, this is from Josh. I don't want to see my MasterCard statement. Jeff Bezos could have bought me a house. There's probably a lot of people like that. Don't want to look at that. This one, too, says, I will never take one of those health DNA tests. I don't need to know the percentages of what I'm going to die of. I don't need to know my health risks that way. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I want to know that either. Ignorance is bliss sometimes. There's that old hypothetical question, too. Like, if you could find out what day of the year your time's up, you expire, you die, would you want to know? Like, not necessarily the year, but would you want to know? Because you would dread that day every year.
It's the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly podcast.
Bryce, you don't want to know how much money you spend every year on using service fees for taking money out of the bank.
Yeah, it's not as big of a problem now.
Yeah.
But ooh, once upon a time, because you would just hit, okay. Yeah, $1.50, $2 fee, whatever, fine, sure. Whatever. If you calculate all that and show me that number, I'll probably vomit.
I don't want to know how much I weigh on Monday mornings. I'll weigh myself every other day of the week, but not on Monday morning. I don't want to know.
I was saying earlier, I don't want to know my Red Bull count,
no.
How much I spend on Red Bull in a year. And then someone pointed out, I don't drink coffee. So they say it's probably the same as people who go to like a Starbucks, go through a drive-thru to get their coffee every day.
So do you feel better about yourself?
A little bit.
Okay.
But it's still a number you probably don't want to know.
Somebody said, I don't want to know my body fat percentage.
Oh, yeah.
Does anyone really want to know their BMI?
No, thank you.
I don't want to know how many calories are in my favorite drink from Tim Hortons. You know what? It's a lot. Just enjoy that drink, though. Somebody else, I don't want to know how much money I've spent on golf fees and clubs while still being so bad at it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah?
That's so true. Even just a bucket of balls, like you go to a driving range,
ooh,
that adds up and you're still shanking everything.
This one, I never want to know how many licks it takes to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop. It will always be three to me.
Oh,
three? How hard are you licking?
You're just getting patient and chomp that thing.
Oh, okay. I thought it was.
Yeah, three licks and then you're over it and you just bust your teeth on it.
Somebody said, do you want to know how sausage is made? No, I don't. Sausage is delicious, but that's something you don't want to know about.
I think all meat you don't want to know.
No.
Just, you don't want to go to a butcher house.
Another person says, ha, 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 my scale gets the long weekend off every week, too. There we go. So I'm not the only one not weighing myself on Monday.
It's for the best.
Yeah.
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly podcast.
Here's another text from somebody else's kitchen, Bryce. Hey, guys, bought my first bag of Cosmic Crisp apples. Holy moly, you are correct.
Mm-hmm.
They are A1.
That's right.
My wife said she still prefers Granny Smith, ooh, and I mock her ruthlessly.
Huh. Ooh, wow. Well, we can get you in touch with a good divorce lawyer.
Your wife should have to wear a great big letter A on her clothing. A for apple. Because she doesn't even know the difference between a good apple and a garbage apple.
You know, movie theaters make their employees... Maybe you've noticed one of the pins they wear on their uniform is it'll say Bryce and then your favorite movie.
Yeah, yeah.
That we as a society should start wearing name tags that list our preferred type of apple.
Yeah, it'd be Garner, Pink Lady.
That's fine apple.
It is a fine apple.
And the Cosmic Crisp is climbing the charts for me. Maybe that'd be the one on my chest. So,
but Cosmic Crisp, Bryce. Cosmic Crisp is a fairly new player in the Apple game.
It's solid.
But are you going to hitch your wagon to a new player? What if Cosmic Crisp gets injured? right?
I think what's really helping right now is the bang for the buck. The Cosmic Crisp is one of the cheaper apples right now. It doesn't even know it's beautiful yet.
You know what they're doing, though? It's like a drug dealer. First hit's free, and then they get you paying for them. That's what's going to happen with the Cosmic Crisps.
It's like the Honeycrisp apple, which is maybe the top shelf apple, but it's half the price. So maybe I will hitch my wagon to that one. But then this way, if you're wearing this name tag, you can go to a bar, you see a beautiful young thing on the other side, you lock eyes, you walk up to it, you look down and it says Macintosh, you know that that person's not worth your time.
That's right, because that's a person with low self-esteem.
Or in this case, you know, where it says Granny Smith, you could walk up and be like, you know, those are really only good in pies.
Yeah, that's not a solo artist apple. That apple, a Granny Smith is, please don't take this the wrong way, bass players.
But,
bass is an important part of any musical act.
Part of the rhythm section.
Yes, it is the undercarriage of the song. But the bass player is never somebody's favorite person in the band.
Right.
Like, you don't really become the household name unless your name is Paul McCartney or Sting, because you're also singing and playing the bass. So, to me, Granny Smith is a bass. You got to have it in a pie, like a Granny Smith in an apple pie. Fantastic.
Can't be beat.
Yeah. Anyway, we've talked too much about apples again.
I feel like we could talk more. Look at the text coming in.
Do you think so?
Someone says, what about ambrosia? That's a top shelf apple.
Ambrosia is a good. Don't sleep on ambrosia.
No, it's a fine apple.
Somebody agrees with me and the Pink Lady.
That is a great apple.
Uh-huh.
Cosmic Crisp are life-changing apples.
Wow.
Life-changing. I'm converted as a former Honeycrisp aficionado. There we go.
Wow.
It's the price.
Apple chat. It's back. Should we just do a 4-hour show one day and just talk about apples the whole time?
Oh, the Fuji apple's a good apple,
too. The Fuji apple's a fine apple. It is. It really is. If you hand me one of those, I'll think, you know, I won't think less of you.
No.
That's a good one. Anyway, 1002. Now, I don't want to talk about apples. We've gone on too far, too long. Macintosh is a scratch and dent apple. Yes, it kind of is.
If anyone likes a Red Delicious, they should be put down. See, that's a thing you could avoid with the name tags. I think I'm onto something here.
Gala, mofo.
It's okay. It's a mid-pack apple.
I think that's what I have on my desk right now.
It's okay. Yeah. It'll do you in a pinch.
Oh, yes. This is the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly podcast.
Whoa. You want to talk about apples some more?
It wouldn't hurt.
Man, it's every time we start Apple Chat and we start discussing the power rankings of apples, everybody's got something to say. It's my topic. I think that if I was in a talking contest where you just walk out on stage, stand in front of a microphone, and then the judges yell out a topic and you have to talk for 2 minutes on something, I think I could do 2 minutes on apples.
Two?
I could do 2 days.
You could do a lot more than two.
Yeah. Somebody said, ever had a bad batch of Cosmic Crisp? It's devastating. Shakes your confidence. Honey Crisp is my ride or die.
I mean, you can't go wrong with a good Honey Crisp.
Oh, it's a fine apple.
But it's like $2 more a pound right now.
I know. It's nuts.
It's outrageous.
I'm the unfortunate fool who fell in love with Spartans, the only apple that goes out of season. Very true. But think of it this way. You're also a person that has something to look forward to every year. You know, some people look forward to the NHL playoffs. Some people look forward to boating season. Some people look forward to Christmas. You look forward to kind of a mid-pack apple. So,
yeah, it's like being an Ottawa Senator fan.
Yeah.
Like, it's there. You're part of the game, but you ain't winning. And you know it, too, deep down.
I don't know whether to be hurt by this text or you be the judge, Bryce.
Okay.
You both look like produce managers. You would definitely have your picture up in a Save on Foods promoting Daryl's deals.
Hey, man, that sounds like an honor to me.
Yeah, to have my picture hanging in a grocery store, that's my dream.
I worked in a grocery store as a younger lad. They didn't let me in the produce section, though.
Yeah.
I wasn't savvy enough for that. I just bagged groceries. But I yearned to be the one who worked on those produce displays.
Oh, yeah. Somebody said, as a person gifted with ADHD, I could talk about a plethora of topics that I could go on and on and on about. I wrote back and I'm like, pick one. What would you, if you were in a talking contest, because that's a real thing, What would your topic of choice be? They said video game history.
Oh, interesting.
Like, are you talking about the history of all the different consoles or games in general? Yeah, I don't know if I'm that interested in it, actually.
I just watched a docu-series on Netflix. It's from a few years ago. It's called High Score, and it goes through the history of video game systems. So, I know a thing or two now.
Well, why don't you have a talking contest with this person?
Maybe I will.
How about you? What could you, what could you win a contest talking about? You have no prep time. They just yell out a topic, and you have to go.
This is the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
This person said, I hate birds. I'm terrified of them. But I could do a whole TED talk about birds. If you hate them so much, why do you know so much about them? It's a little odd, but interesting at the same time. Somebody else said, I could talk all day about Dragon Ball Z, RIP Akira Toriyama. My wife once made the mistake of asking me a question about Dragon Ball Z on a road trip. I surprised her with a three-hour monologue. I'm usually not a talker. 3 hours on that topic on a road trip? That's too much. This comes in from Trevor in Rorkerton, Manitoba, Goose Hunter's Paradise. I looked up Rorkerton. Am I saying it right? Rorkerton, Manitoba. I looked it up. That looks like a quaint little farming village. I think I'd be a good village guy. Get a tractor. God, that'd be fun. Trevor says, talking competition, I could talk about farming and music. So much, I want to get a tattoo of a musical note turning into a wheat head. Do it, Trevor. Do it.
This is the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Good. We always chat. This is Alex, but I love your topic of conversation. I like vacuums and I like apples.
So if you are all of a sudden in a random talking contest in a nightclub, because wouldn't that be something? And they call you up on stage and they throw out a topic for you. What could you confidently talk about for, say, 5 minutes?
Definitely like apples. I love apples. I am an apple person. Like, the other day, I had a conversation about apples with my boyfriend, and he completely, like, you can see, like, he was looking, you know, but he was not paying attention. But I do the same thing when he talks to me about his video games.
Yeah.
I have zero interest in video games. Like, he could tell me, like, I have this percentage, this gun. I'm like, I have no idea. My mind is in somewhere else. But then when I talk to him about apples, he's the same way. Like, yeah. No, like, no. I love apples. Have you ever been to the farmer's market, Bountiful?
Yes.
Yes, and you see that in the middle where they have all the apples?
Yep.
Yeah, I never skip. They know me. They know me by face. And they're like, oh, you're here for apple. I'm like, yeah, give me my pink ladies.
I was just going to say, pink ladies. So did you hear Bryce's idea earlier? He was talking about how, you know, when you go to a movie theater, the staff that works there, they got the name tags, and underneath their name, it says what their all-time favorite movie is. We should do name tags where it just says what your favorite apple is. And I think you and I would both be wearing the pink lady name tag.
Yes, yes. And they'd be like, what is this supposed to be about? I'm like, apples, okay? It's about apples.
Okay. Alex, thank you. I appreciate the phone call.
Thanks for listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast. Theme music by Garner Andrews. Guests of the podcast stay in the dumpster behind the building in the rail yard. Classy.